In a little country village in Japan, there lived a husband and a wife. They loved each other very much. Though life was hard, they still made the best of it. And one day, the husband said to his wife, "See how many hats I have woven. I will take them into the big city, and perhaps you and I will have an easier time." "Oh, husband," she said, "if you are going to the big city, won't you buy me a gift?"
"What sort of gift?"
"Ah, what I would love is one of those pale combs to put in my hair." "Oh, wife," he said, "you know I have such a terrible memory. How will I ever remember it? I may have to stay in the city for weeks." The wife thought, and as she thought, she noticed over the trees a low, thin, sickle moon. "Look at the moon, husband. Do you see the shape? The shape of the combs is exactly the same. What I want looks like the moon. You can remember that." He was sure that he could, so they said goodbye, and off he went to sell his woven hats in the market. When he reached the city and walked through the large gates, he was amazed. There were so many things there he had never seen. He didn't even know what their names were. And he had been right. Business was good. Everyone marveled at the quality of these woven hats. It took some time, but at last he had sold every single one. With his pocket full of money and his errands finished, he was about to walk out of the city gates and head for home when suddenly he remembered. A gift for my wife. Oh, but what was it? What was it? I don't remember. Wait, the moon, she said, it looks just like the moon. So he looked up into the sky. There, against a dusky periwinkle, was a large round moon at its fullest. The moon, what looks like the moon? Something pale and round and silvery. And he saw it, hanging from one of the carts nearby. It was perfectly circular, and it looked as if the sky itself was inside, and when he looked closer, yes, there was the moon. He paid the price, he put it in his pocket carefully, wrapped in a muslin cloth, and he made his way home. His wife met him at the door with joy and happiness. "My darling," he said, "my cherry blossom, I remembered your present, just like the moon, just as you said." He pulled it from his pocket and handed it to her. She looked at the shape of it in her hand. It did not look as if it would be hair combs. She opened the cloth and stared down. There, in that circle of silver, she saw a woman. A beautiful woman with black hair, with smooth skin, with a beautiful mouth like a flower. "My husband," she said, "you have brought home another wife. Why would you do such a thing? We are happy, just the two of us. Aren't I enough?" No, wait just a moment. I brought you back the moon." And he took it out of her hand. He looked into it, and to his astonishment, there in that circle of silver, he saw a man. A handsome man with a strange expression on his face. "There isn't a woman in here, and there isn't a moon either. There's a man, see?" "No, there's not." She snatched it back. "What do you mean, bringing home another wife, and now not even telling the truth about it?" And with a cry, she left the house and ran off for her mother's. When she arrived, she sobbed and told her mother the story that her wonderful husband had gone off and brought a wife back from the big city. "Oh, now, why would he do that? I thought he had more sense. A city wife can be no use out here where we live. Let me see." But when the old woman looked into that silver circle, she did not see a moon, she did not see a young woman, she did not see a young man. "Now why," she said, "why would your husband bring back a wife so old and full of wrinkles? Certainly not much sense at all." "What's this?" said her husband when he came in, but he, of course, saw the face of an old man staring back at him. They all argued until at last the village priest was called. When the priest heard the story, he at once took the thing without even unwrapping it from the muslin cloth. He said, "We shall rid ourselves of this, for surely, whatever it is, inside must dwell a bad spirit." He walked to the well, and with all of them standing and watching, he dropped it with a splash down to the bottom. As it fell, the muslin opened, and when it landed at the very bottom, it caught, above them, the reflection of the moon. Ah, wife, wife, see, I told you the truth. Ah, she said, my husband, you did not bring back a new wife, a beautiful wife.
No, and I did not bring back another husband either. And you did not bring back an old woman, said the mother. And you did not bring back an old man.
And so all were satisfied. And the moon above looked down below and smiled.